I'm Greg Yoder with Mission Network News. The United Nations plans to deploy more troops in Darfur due to the instability there. Many aid groups pulled back due to convoy attacks. World Vision resumed partial operations in Darfur on Saturday. World Vision's Rachel Wolf says they're focusing on life-saving services, food, and health. They're building bridges to one day be able to share the hope of Christ with these people. And the Sundanese people of Indonesia are one of the largest unreached people groups. Partners International and the Sundanese Christian Fellowship are reaching them through libraries and literacy classes. Domu, the SCF ministry leader, says education is the beginning of releasing people from the bonds of superstitious religions. He says the library project provides access to the community. The ministries can then build relationships and ultimately share their faith. Go to our website to donate books. Mission Network News, a service of Cornerstone University. Other MNN versions are available on demand at missionnetworknews.org or search for us at iTunes. I'm Greg Yoder.